When you make decisions for your company, you always look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing and shipping to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your process to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, books, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart if you sell online. Schedule package pickups through the dashboard and automatically see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are, even on the go. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other business decision makers with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage, and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Between 2009 and 2020, a pornographic website known as Girls Do Porn racked up approximately 680 million views on websites such as Pornhub, generating roughly $17 million in profit for its owners, Michael Pratt and Matthew Wolf, a pair of friends from New Zealand who'd moved to the US to begin setting up their enterprise in 2008. The website was built upon a series of videos of the same name, Girls Do Porn, in which young women would be interviewed and then have sex on camera. It was a pretty basic scheme that capitalized upon the casting couch craze of the time, and eventually spawned some spin-offs, such as Girls Do Toys and Mom POV. By all indications, Girls Do Porn appeared to be a successful startup in the notoriously seedy and nepotistic world of pornography, but sadly, was built upon a series of incredibly damaging lies. As documented in my original episode from October of 2020, the founders and operators of Girls Do Porn had often lied to the young women featured on their site, convincing them to fly out from multiple states away and film pornographic videos when they had been originally contacted for modeling work. Many of the hundreds of young women filmed were subjected to abusive treatment on set, and were often plied with alcohol, marijuana, and other substances before signing any contracts, copies of which they were not allowed to have. If they expressed any indication of backing out, they were often threatened with not being paid, being kicked out of their hotel room, and/or having their return flights canceled. Some were even barricaded in the room and prevented from leaving until they finished filming. Others reported sexual assault. Afterward, even if the young women had complied fully with the abusive and painful filming demands, they were frequently doxxed by the website's owners, who posted their personal information on scummy websites and message boards. Information such as their names, what school they were attending, where they worked, their hometowns, sometimes even their addresses, or their family's addresses. A lot of this information was posted on the website pornwikileaks.com, which, coincidentally, was also owned and operated by Girls Do Porn founder Michael Pratt. A handful of years ago, the US Department of Justice charged the men involved with sex trafficking, along with a litany of other crimes. Some of the men involved in the scheme, such as Ruben Andre Garcia, were charged with sexual assault. The multiple cases have been working their way through the bloated federal court system over the past 2 years, during which time, numerous hearings and trials have been delayed, due primarily to the COVID-19 pandemic. However, in the time since my original episode, many of the individuals involved have been sentenced. In December of 2020, Ruben Garcia pled guilty to federal charges of sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion. The following June, 2021, he was sentenced to 20 years in prison, more than the 12.5 years suggested by prosecutors. Following his release, he will spend another 10 years on supervised release. In January of 2021, cameraman Teddy Gee, who interviewed and conned many of the women featured in the videos, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit sex trafficking by force, fraud, or coercion. In November of 2022, he was sentenced to 4 years in prison. In April of 2021, Valerie Moser pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion. She had convinced many of the girls to follow through on the scheme. One of the website's co-owners, Matthew Wolf, pleaded guilty to one count of conspiracy to commit sex trafficking and was later sentenced to life imprisonment. Wolf had helped create the website alongside his childhood friend, Michael Pratt, whose name was absent from the numerous list of convictions and sentences over the past few years. That's because Michael Pratt, the original founder of Girls Do Porn, who almost single-handedly started the site and created this damaging scheme, fled the United States as his trial began unfolding back in 2019. He had flown from Tijuana, Mexico to his native New Zealand, where he promptly disappeared. In September of 2022, he was added to the FBI Top 10 Most Wanted list, but his trail seemed to have gone cold after being gone for approximately 3 years. That is, until just recently. Earlier this week, Michael James Pratt was arrested in Spain, per the FBI's website. Pratt was arrested by Spanish National Police on December 21st, 2022 in Madrid, Spain, pursuant to an Interpol Red Notice. A Red Notice is a request to law enforcement worldwide to locate and provisionally arrest a person pending extradition, surrender, or similar legal action. Pratt is being held in Spain pending extradition. According to the news outlet El Español, Pratt had been hiding out in Madrid and checked into a hotel in the center of the city on Wednesday, the 21st, using one of his many aliases. He had been theorized to have been hiding out in plain sight for quite some time, since fleeing back to New Zealand in 2019, and was rumored to have been living under numerous pseudonyms. His arrest seems to have confirmed this suspicion. Surprisingly, Pratt was the first member of the FBI's Most Wanted list to be arrested in Spain. I know that's not very important to the story, but it's still a unique distinction. A video of Michael Pratt's arrest was posted on social media by Spanish police, and is undoubtedly some lovely festive schadenfreude for the many women that suffered over several years because of his malicious decisions. Brian Holm, an attorney that represented dozens of the victims, only to go on and then be harassed personally by Pratt and his associates, told reporters with Vice's Motherboard, "Personally, I am happy they found him, but I'm even happier for all of his victims. Bringing Pratt to justice will bring the closure they need to heal. Christmas came a bit early this year." The 40-year-old Michael Pratt is set to be extradited back to the US at some point in the near future, and has a bit of a rocky road ahead. He faces federal sex crimes charges, including sex trafficking of a minor, production of child sex abuse images, and conspiracy to launder monetary instruments in connection with Girls Do Porn. While I don't try and predict criminal sentences anymore, I think it's a fair bet to say that he's likely already spent his final days as a free man. While this story is far from finished being told, I think we can safely say that it is finally, thankfully, resolved. Barring any more updates, this will likely be the final episode of the podcast for at least a couple of weeks. Personally, I'm just glad that we can get out of 2022 on a high note. That being said, I hope you all have a wonderful, magical, fulfilling holiday season, and I'll talk to you all again very soon. Happy holidays, and Happy New Year, everyone.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.